Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What up, what up, what up? College football rankings, top 10, and our college football playoff predictions for week number 11, or after week number 11. This is after Alabama LSU, after Minnesota Penn State, etc., etc. The show brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six wonderful sports books. You can find them over at tunicatravel.com. You can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. Of course, all of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms, etc. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Leave us some comments. Tell us what your top 10 is. Who deserves to be in that we don't have in? Who deserves to be left out that we've got in there? All of these wonderful things. Tell us what you're thinking. We appreciate that. Of course, if you're listening on the podcast, if you're on Apple Podcasts especially, leave a review. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a five-star review. We always appreciate you guys doing that. We've gotten some really good ones here lately, and we could not thank you enough for doing it. So, Chris, I'm going to let you jump in with yours first. Let's go from 10 to actually, should we just do one on the way down?
Doesn't matter. I just go. Listen,
yeah, go ahead.
I do this strictly by resume, okay, guys? All you guys coming at me, Clemson fans, because too low, all this stuff. You're gonna get into the playoff. Get over it. It's fine. Don't be so thin-skinned about this. But this is about who have you beaten? Do you have big wins? I judge big wins first. Second criteria: worst losses. Big wins matter more than worst losses, and that's how we go. So I'll start with number one. Number one is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. It's LSU. We've got four massive wins. Okay. Two of them on the road, two of them at home. Nobody in the country has two massive wins. We've got four.
Yeah.
We've doubled up everybody else in the country on massive wins. Right? I don't know many people even have two. I'm just guessing somebody's got to have two out there. Maybe they don't.
Maybe,
and so
maybe
that's us. Ohio State, they are the one.
By us, Chris means LSU.
Oh, there's no question who I mean. Everybody knows who I mean. Number two, I've got Ohio State. Ohio State beating the hell out of everybody, and they've got a big win against Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's a pretty good team still, and I think that was a big win. That's their one big win. That's why they deserve to be here. It's not because they beat the hell out of a bunch of no-names, all right? They've done that, but they also showed up against a big team. Number three, I've got Minnesota. And you could say it's an overreaction after 1 week, but there's – no one else in the country that is undefeated that has a win as big as Penn State. They're just not. All right? You got two other undefeated teams, Baylor and Clemson, and they're right behind these guys strictly because they don't have a win as big as Minnesota, as big as they do against Penn State. So that's just the only reason why they're there. Baylor, number four, same thing. They are undefeated. They are close. They're not killing people. I don't care who would win if they played right now or who would be favored if they played right now. I see what I see on TV, what I'm watching on these games. And they are winning all of these games. They're undefeated. TCU would be the best team that Clemson has played all year. I think TCU is better than A&M. Iowa State would be the best team Clemson has played all year. And there's no – I don't think there's much argument to that. I think Oklahoma State would be the best team. I think all of those teams are better than A&M. My opinion, maybe I'm wrong. And then number five, we've got Clemson because they have been killing everybody and they are still undefeated. Then we're getting to the one-loss guys. I got Georgia. They've got two big wins, a big win over Florida, and they've got a big win over Notre Dame. They've got the worst loss out of all the one-loss teams, but they do have the best wins. They've got – that's the other team that's got two big wins. I don't think anybody else in the country has two. Behind them, I've got Penn State. Penn State's got a big win against Michigan. and they've got one loss, and it was to an undefeated Minnesota at home or on the road at Minnesota. Crazy environment, and I don't think that I got them falling far. I got them right here. Number three, I've got Bama. Bama doesn't have any great wins at all.
But at number, Bama, wait, at number what?
I'm sorry. I'm three from the bottom, eight. So now okay. I'm looking at this wrong. So I've got Bama number eight. They've got one loss. It's to the best team in the country. And they don't have any wins, but they looked great. So they still belong in the top 10.
Yeah.
They just – I've got Oregon nine. Oregon has some good wins. They have the best loss. And then behind them, number 10, I've got Florida still. Florida's has a good win over Auburn. And then they've got two losses, the cocktail party against Georgia, who I have at six, and the number one team in the country on the road in a game day environment at LSU. Those are the two best losses anybody in the country could have. With two losses, I think they belong still in the top 10.
Okay. That totally makes sense. So yours is resume-based. Mine is
resume-based.
Mine is different, and that is because I've got eye test and resume and whatever else built in. Mine is, who do I think is the better team that would win this weekend, right? So I know that this is not all of that makes sense because not all of it is totally right. But number one, I've got LSU. Of course, all the reasons that Chris said, LSU is the best team in the country, period. There are no flaws with that offense whatsoever. The defense shows up when they need to, and man, they absolutely went into Alabama and put Alabama in really high pressure situations, and they folded for the majority of the, well, not the majority, but they folded for the points that mattered, right? When the game was in doubt, that's when they made mistakes. LSU capitalized on that, and LSU has done this all year long. Number two, I've got Ohio State. Ohio State destroyed everybody. I think those are simple. Number three, I've got Clemson. Now, understand the resume part of this. There's nobody on their resume or on their schedule going forward even that they will be able to beat that will tell you that they are a great team. But make no mistake about it, this is a great team. I've got them at three. Number four, I've got Georgia. I still, with Lawrence Cager back, no, they didn't look great last night. They didn't have to. That was a sandwich spot. We talked about that last week. If you're just looking at last night, no, Georgia would not be a top four team. But after coming off a big win over Florida and you're going to Auburn next week, you got Missouri right square in the middle. A 27-0 win is still a dominant win, even if the offense didn't look fantastic. The offense hadn't looked fantastic all year. They haven't had to, right? The South Carolina game, chalk that up to college football happens sometimes, right? So Georgia, I've got four. Number five, I've got Minnesota. I agree with what Chris is saying here. They are dominating people, and then they go out and get that big win at home against Penn State. Penn State was number four in the committee's playoff rankings last week. I thought Penn State was a really good football team. And yes, Penn State made plays. They put up yards, all kind of stuff. They had a chance to win the ball game. Minnesota put their chest out and held firm when they needed to. That is massive. Now, Minnesota's obviously got chances down the line to lose games, but that was the best team remaining on their schedule, and they handled them at home, and that was impressive. So Minnesota at five. I've got Alabama at six. Alabama's only loss is to the best team in the country, in my opinion, at home by five, and they made mistakes over and over and over again. Tua looked healthy, looked fine to me, but if you want to come up with an excuse, that's going to be your only excuse, right? Tua didn't look great because he's coming off an injury. Whatever. Number seven, I've got Baylor. I'm skeptical of Baylor. There's been so many close games, but when you've been in so many close games over and over and over again and you learn how to win them, that's going to pay dividends going forward because I think that they will be in a close game with Oklahoma, close game with Texas, and when you've got that experience in those high-pressure situations, that'll help you out. So I've got Baylor at seven. Number eight, I've got Oregon. I think Oregon, really good one-loss team behind Georgia and Alabama. I do think both of those teams would beat Oregon right now. But Oregon's defense is legit. They've got a NFL quarterback. They got speed all over the field. Oregon is, for the most part, an SEC team playing in the Pac-12, for the most part. Number 9, I got Penn State. And then at 10, I've got Utah. Utah with one loss. They have been dominant. You could put Auburn here. You could put Florida here. You could put whatever. But I think Utah is the most deserving right now based on eye test, based on they've only got that one loss. It was a fluky Friday night Pac-12, anything can happen kind of game. I think Utah is at 10. You ready to jump into playoff picks?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go on and give mine. My left out version here. Number 5 and number 6. Number 6, I've got Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma ends up winning out. Or not wins it. I take that back. I think they go 1-1 against Baylor. I think Baylor gets into the Big 12 championship game. I think that they beat Oklahoma this week. And I think that they end up beating Baylor in the next. Because I think. Hold on. I think that Baylor beats them this week and Baylor loses to Texas. So that would give Baylor one loss going into the Big 12 title game. That would give Oklahoma two losses going into the Big 12 title game. And I think Oklahoma gets the win in the Big 12 title game. Going to Waco this week is going to be crazy. I think Baylor's going to be amped up for that one. I think they get that W. But then Baylor has to host Texas right afterwards. That's an emotional letdown spot. So that's how I think the Big 12 will shake out. I think Oklahoma will have two losses, and I think they will be at 6. I think Alabama wins out. I think they will be at 5. They will be on the outside looking in. I've got number 4, Utah. I think Utah and LSU play first. LSU is my number 1 team in the playoff ranking. And then you've got Ohio State and Clemson at 2 and 3. I think that could be a very interesting field. I don't think the LSU-Utah game will be close, but I don't think anybody wants... I don't think the majority of the country or these committee members want to see LSU and Alabama, and there is no justification if LSU wins out to not have them at number 1, so you can't put Alabama at 4. You got to put somebody else in there. So I don't think that Alabama gets in, even with just one loss at home to the number 1 team in the country, because they don't want a rematch in that situation.
I agree. I can probably
so,
agree.
Go ahead with
LSU wins out, that means they will have had to have beaten Georgia again. So you're talking about 5 massive wins. I don't care how great Ohio State or Clemson look, that you just can't justifiably put them one of those two at 1.
And I don't think that you put the only way that they would put Alabama in is to have Alabama at number 3 based solely on eye test. Yep. And then you put Clemson at 4. And you got LSU, Clemson, and Ohio State, Alabama. Now that
would be massive.
That would be a ratings bonanza.
Yeah. So we are very, very similar in this.
Okay.
I've got LSU 1, I've got Ohio State 2, I've got Clemson 3. That's not changing. And unless LSU loses, that's not changing, because I don't think the other two are losing based on who they have left to play. I've got Oregon 4th, because I think Oregon's going to be Utah. I just think they're a better football team. They have more talent than they.
And that's totally
my only knock on Utah, because I had some Utah guy calling me out last week. Look, man, you don't have a single big win on the season.
Yeah.
That's not true. You got Washington on the road at Washington. That is a big win in retrospects of big wins. But where does Washington fall?
Well, but that's also Oregon's biggest win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No. But so, Oregon's got the best loss. So if you're telling me that I've got to pick one of those two, I'm picking. They both have the same big win,
yeah.
Which is not really a great win, but it's good. But so now, who has the better loss? Well, the better loss comes to a team that came down to the South and played Auburn.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. 100% right.
So we're really close. We both think the Pac-12 winners getting in. I would love to see Baylor get in. I would love to see them get in. I think they either have to go undefeated or they have to beat Oklahoma at least twice. And maybe they could lose to Texas of a one-loss team.
I don't think that's going to get there. I think
one-loss Big 12 champion would be better than the Pac-12 champion. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, as far as a resume, yeah. I wonder about – I know it's ridiculous, the name, cachet.
Whoa. You're talking about – you don't think Baylor's as big of a name as Utah?
No. Because in my situation, I don't know. I also wonder about all the stuff that happened before, which is not fair, I know, but...
They're not going to take that into effect one iota.
You don't think so?
Not one iota.
I wondered when they came out and ranked them at 12, whether that had anything to do with it.
Nope. Nope, because why would they have ranked Minnesota at 17? They did it because they're morons. That's why they did it. They don't know right. what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of senators and athletic directors that don't know shit about this game, and old school coaches that don't know anything about analytics. That's the reason they're not coaching, by the way, because the game's passed them on.
Yeah.
So that's why. And they're putting their friends in and not the people that are new up and coming blood.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I'm going to tell you this. If Minnesota goes undefeated and they play Ohio State in any kind of game whatsoever in the Big Ten championship game, and that's their only loss, they will get in. We will get two Big Ten teams in. That'll happen.
Whew. Man, that's nuts.
Now, that means they got to show up for Ohio State. And they've got to win out. So they've still got – that would be three big games. I think they just blow through Northwestern. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree. I don't know. Minnesota, after a big win like that, then they got to go to Iowa. I mean, this is a good spot for the Hawkeyes.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
That's what would have to happen.
The back end of their resume would look incredible. They would have three big wins, and then let's say they get beat by, I don't know, 17. They keep it under 20 by Ohio State. Nobody else in the country's done that.
Now, you're right. You're right. I'm curious. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. So it's turning into the fun season right now, and I can't wait to see it. Cannot wait.
It's insane that we wait until – this is the only sport that waits until the last month of the year of the season to actually get off their ass and start doing something.
Yes. That's the schedules, and it's only going to get worse going forward because next year is the change for the SEC scheduling where you've got – LSU, Auburn, LSU, Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, all in November. You've got Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M, Alabama, LSU, all in November. Nobody's going to play anybody until the last month of the season. And that's when everybody's shaping up to try and get into the playoff. So it's going to continue like this. And the Big 12 is already doing it. As you see, Baylor and Oklahoma, Baylor and Texas.
They didn't foresee Baylor being this good.
I think some people saw what Matt Rhule was moving towards. That's also why they put Iowa State and Oklahoma in November.
Because they kind of had a history of going to Norman and giving them all they
want. Yeah, but that history's only been 2 years, 2 years old. So they created the schedule last year, and they're putting their tougher opponents towards the end of the season. Now, Texas, Oklahoma is always going to be in October around the state fair, but other than that, you're going to get those. So I'm interested to see it. It's going to be fun. The playoff rankings this year or this week will be dramatic, to say the least. I'm happy to see it. So let's go on and jump out of here. Of course, winningcureseverything.com is the website. We've got everything over there: videos, picks, previews, podcasts, social media, everything else. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit that like button, leave us some comments, tell us what your top 10 is, tell us who you think is going to end up making the playoff, tell us what you think we got wrong, and go and check out TunicaTravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 incredible sports books. Go to the website, TunicaTravel.com, to find more information about those. And we will see you all again next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.